So when we face problems, you know, we feel that we need practical solutions, not philosophical solutions. So how do we balance between the two? See, philosophy is meant to be practical. That means that if we look at the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he was bewildered. Should I fight or should I not fight? Krishna gave him the guidance, the wisdom through the Gita, which energized him to fight. Now after that, when he fought the war, and he won the war. Now when he won the war, did he win that by the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita or by the knowledge of archery that he had learned throughout his life? It's both. Knowledge of the archery was the practical implementation which he did. And the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita was what gave him inspiration. So the material and the spiritual are complementary. The spiritual does not replace the material. Nor does the material make the spiritual unnecessary. So that means it is not that just by the spiritual. Srila Prabhupada, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Unparalleled activity. And who can have more faith in Krishna than Srila Prabhupada? But Srila Prabhupada did not just stay in Vrindavan chanting Hare Krishna. He practically went to America. He came to America, not went to, okay. We are in America right now. So he came to America and he went and talked with people, approached people, persuaded people. So he did a lot of practical things. But he was profoundly philosophical in his approach. So the philosophy guided his practical actions. So it was not that he said, I'll chant Hare Krishna, everything else will happen. Prabhupada chanted Hare Krishna and Prabhupada did practical things. So the philosophical or the spiritual does not replace the practical. But at the same time, the practical also does not make the philosophical redundant. Because that way, if you see, even the Kauravas had knowledge of archery. But whatever practical solutions we work out, what is the purpose for which we are working them out? We may do all the things practically right, but if our essential purpose is wrong, it's like, you know, we have a ladder which is climbing up the wrong wall. So it's like an airplane. They said we have good news and bad news. The good news is that we're going very fast. The bad news is we don't know where we are going. So without the philosophy, we will not have proper direction in our life. I may solve the problem, but what after solving the problem? What is the purpose for which I'm solving the problem? What is the purpose for which I'm living? So the philosophical and the practical, both are meant to go in parallel. They're complementary. The both, and that's what the Bhagavad Gita illustrates, how both of them can be complementary. Does that answer your question?
Yes,
Prabhu. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah.